you know, Dutch, this is side two. Instead of me relaying all the messages for you to give to Cree, I could bloody well make Cree a tape myself. I have her address, right? Sometimes I'm just not thinking. That's what I'll do. I don't know when. I won't get a chance tonight, I don't think. But perhaps I'll do that. I'll make her a tape. Anyway, you try and get in touch with her if it's at all possible. Some other things I have to tell you. Oh, something else slipped my mind because it happened a few days ago, right? You won't believe this, Duchess. I don't believe it myself. But I have, again, put my foot in another cast. Yeah, I know. This happened Tuesday. What's today? Saturday. Tuesday morning, I woke up about 7 o'clock, and I just laid in bed for a few minutes. My foot had been doing very well. It had been 7 weeks to the day since I took off the first cast. But when I was laying there, Duchess, I just kind of stretched just a little bit. I mean, nothing big, nothing abnormal, nothing I haven't done probably every day. But the ligament or the tendon or whatever it is in my ankle jumped out of place. You know, it pulled. It's more like a pull, like a cramp. Anyway, I was right back where I was 6 months ago. I couldn't straighten it out, and I couldn't step on it without quite a bit of pain. And again, the more I walked on it, the less pain I had. But after a couple of hours, I just got very disgusted with it. So I called the dispensary, and they sent a doctor down. And he took me down to the dispensary, and they x-rayed both ankles this time, because he was trying to compare one with the other to see if one was abnormal. Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the bone structure. Now, this is the third x-ray, or some, I think, I've had of my ankle, and there is no damage to the bone whatsoever. No chips, no breaks, no nothing. So, and damage to the tendon or ligament does not show up on an x-ray. So they really do not know what it is. And as I said before, when in doubt, put it in a cast. So the only thing he could do was to straighten it out. It was turned in a little. I told him, you know, I was trying to explain that leg, Duchess. It's not easy to explain it. You know that I am pigeon-toed, and that leg is a little bit crooked or bent or whatever. I mean, we've talked about that a number of times. Well, they straightened the leg, you know, made it so I could walk flat on it, and then put the cast on it. And I don't really object to the cast. It is definitely inconvenient because it weighs 4 or 5 pounds, and I have to drag it around with me, and it's very hot, and it itches. But in all sincerity, I don't think I have half the problems most people have with a cast. I just plainly ignore the silly thing. The only thing I that bothers me about it is when I go into the shower, I cannot keep it dry. No matter how many plastic bags I tie around my leg, I still manage to get the cast a bit wet. But I don't know why I should worry about that, because I would say on an average of 3 times a week I get caught in a rainstorm. And we have had a great deal of rain the last couple of weeks. I don't know if it's monsoon weather. I don't know if they have monsoons here. Some say so, but it does rain just about every afternoon. It is raining outside now, and some nights it rains all through the night, particularly the last 2 weeks. In the morning, it's very bright and very sunny up until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And for one reason or another, I have been out on the roads from here to Long Bend or Saigon or wherever at that hour. And as you know, we have no covered vehicles. We have no protection at all in most cases. And the rain just pours down, and you sit there soaking, sopping wet. You, the driver, your supplies or your equipment, and the shotgun rider or whoever else is along. Consequently, this cast has only been on 4 days now, and already it's falling apart. I fell over a grate. We have a PSP. It's like a steel grating that I put down on this little pathway that we have from like between my room, Linda's room, and the latrine, because the water, when it rains, the muddy water stays there. It's shallow, and we always get our feet wet walking to the latrine area. So I put this plank down, and so now I fall over the plank. Plus, we have our revetment right outside, you know, 2 feet outside our door. We have all the way around a sandbag revetment, and the one wall fell down, so that if you had two good feet, you would have difficulty walking just from my room to the latrine, which is only about 20, 25 feet away. With two good feet, you would have a problem, Duchess. So me with a cast on just makes me all the more clumsy, you know. But of course, it's like an obstacle course, and after a while, it becomes second nature to you. I fell over the thing this morning. I didn't get hurt. I didn't even get scratched, but I did rip off a piece of the cast. It really is falling apart. It's filthy. It's muddy because we have all kinds of mud around here. I walk in it all day. And how can I keep a cast white? I mean, it's impossible. Everybody writes on my cast. It's the dirtiest thing in the world. I'm seriously thinking about painting it. It does rest my ankle. I mean, without the cast, Duchess, I usually keep a ace bandage, or I have that elastic sock, and I usually have one or the other on. And still, I'm very hesitant about doing almost anything with my foot for fear I'll strain it. But with the cast, I don't have that fear because the foot is resting. I will say that for it. Now, he said a couple of weeks. I have a feeling this cast is going to fall apart before the couple of weeks is up. However, I'm almost tempted to ask him to leave it on longer because I already had it on a couple of weeks and it didn't do a great deal of help. And then the other Ann Campbell, my supervisor, was very upset. She really was concerned about my leg and strongly approved that I should stay home for a week or 2 weeks or whatever it takes to heal this leg. But as I explained to her, Duchess, I did stay home 2 days. I took 2 days off this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And they weren't really days off, but I really didn't go to work. Because when they first put the cast on, you have to walk on crutches for about 48 hours, 24 anyway. Well, I can't walk on crutches because I have to get my armpits treated. I'd have to go to the dispensary the next day for my armpits. I just don't work them right. I did use them the first 24 hours, and then after that I walk on the cast. By that time, it's hard enough, and it'll hold my weight. So everybody goes hysterical, you know, they say, what, again? You broke your leg? And, of course, I try to explain that it's not broken. It's not even sore when it's feeling good. I mean, you know, one day it's perfect, the next day it's in terrible shape. But anyway, so here I am hobbling around Vietnam again in a cast. Another disadvantage to having this cast at this particular time is that I had planned to take one or two extra days for this club directors meeting in Vung Tau and spend it on the beach there. But of course I cannot go in the water with this cast on, and I'm sure I'll have the cast on during the period that the meeting is going on from the 7th to the 9th of July. So I don't know, Duchess. I think that I probably won't go down the extra couple of days. I may take one day, but I don't think I would enjoy sitting on the beach with a cast on. I would be very, very hot and unable to go in the water, which I enjoy so very much. So I may or may not take an extra day. If I don't get it now, I may take it later. In fact, when the cast comes off, I may take a few days just to slowly break my leg in, you know, to holding my weight. A little bit at a time would be better, I think, than going right back to a normal day's work the first day the cast is off. Anyway, we'll see. So there I go. I'm back in the cast again. I'll have to take some more pictures and send it to you. Oh, I got so many things to tell you. What else? I made a list here. I sent you some pictures, I sent you a letter explaining it, just a note. The pictures that one girl drew up, I think maybe 2 years ago here, and they depict life of a service club girl in Korea. And I'm sure you'll have them by now. I sent a set to you and a set to mother, because I know she'll take them around and show them to all the relatives. And they're very humorous and very typical of many, many things that go on here that you would not experience anywhere else in the world. Of this, I'm very sure. Anyway, I hope you receive them in good shape and enjoy them. Wait a minute. I better shut this off because I know I had a dozen things to tell you. One thing I wanted to tell you was yesterday, I went with Major Brooks, one of the officers here, to Phu Loi. And I got real excited about it because I don't get off the compound very much. And when I do, it's either to Rangoon or to Saigon for supplies, business, what have you. But yesterday I went to Phu Loi. This was business too. I picked up a popcorn machine. Laurel, the girl, the club director up there, had two of them, and she let me have this one. And it's only about an hour's drive from here. And the major who took me used to be stationed there, and he knew all the temples and all the different things you see along the road. And he explained them all to me, and it was real nice. And when we arrived at the service club, the other Ann Campbell was visiting there, and they were all on their way to a lacquer factory. And, I don't know the name of the town, Duchess, but it's a place where they have it in Korea, too, that lacquerware, plaques on the wall and tables. But they did have elephants, and this is the reason why the other Ann Campbell was going. She was purchasing two white elephants out of porcelain, but almost everybody she knows who bought them and sent them home got them smashed to pieces. But she said she was going to try it anyway. I didn't buy anything because I didn't see anything really unique or something you would want. And I don't think she's leaving in a couple of weeks, Anne. But I don't think they should be kept in the hooches because we got a lot of shaking and the thing probably would get broken here long before I ever even got it packed to the States. Oh boy, this tape is running out, and I know there's a few other things I wanted to tell him. Tonight we're having a